Members of this troop from Kaduna State play drums under threatening rain, amid trash mixed in mud in front of their tin roof shacks. They thought they would be playing for Nigerian dignitaries and rich oil businessmen, but instead, they are playing for a crowd of slum dwellers. The musicians laugh it off, even though they say their houses were razed 3 weeks ago. The foundations of their previous homes pile along the bank of a nearby creek, but they refuse to leave and say they will continue enjoying their life, whatever the hardships. There is more laughter as two of the musicians go bathe in the oily creek below that also serves as a communal toilet and public dump. One of the leaders, Aminu Yusuf Aruma, says, however bad it may look, it is a good place to do some business.
I'm doing business. Anything when came, I will feed do. Do you understand? Why they sell cigarettes, mineral, fuel water, other things. And the business is good because we are getting small things.
Despite the treatment from government officials who told them they were not allowed to be living on the street, Aruma says he cannot complain about common people in Port Harcourt.
All this place, we don't have bad people. So we came here, this is not our place, but we know, say, here is Nigeria, and then Nigeria is one. At anywhere where you dey, if you dey on the inside Nigeria, even though you dey east, you from north, you come to east, you come to your land. All the people within there for this particular, they like us, where we dey here.
He says it is important to continue art despite poverty. The troupe's main problem, he says, is like for many artists around the world, getting a good agent, which he calls a standing man.
Up to now, we don't have anything from this cultural troupe because we don't have standing man who will stand for us. So if that person stands for us, so because we don't have standing man who hire us to go and perform.
Sometimes, he says, they get orders, but then since they do not receive the money up front, they do not have enough money to pay for the transportation to perform. Another dancer says artists are like any other Nigerians who do not have connections. He says he has no future, so he spends most of his time getting high.
I find things very difficult for me. In fact, in Nigeria, is always in trouble because we ain't got no job for the people in the country. We, the masses, the people in the young men in the country are are suffering. As you can see, there's no job for we now. We only eat from God, from hand to mouth, because we ain't got no job.
He then takes pieces of wood from the trash-littered ground, sharpens them with his teeth, and starts playing a new tune on the drums, while people from the bridge above stop their endless chase of a few desperate nairas, the local currency, watch, listen, and smile amid the smog coming from car fumes and a nearby slaughterhouse. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Port Harcourt, Nigeria.